Acid-base balance, and blood gas interpretations, part 7. You remember that we calculated the pH, based on the concentration of hydrogen ion in arterial blood. Another equation for calculation of pH is 6.1 plus log of bicarbonate concentration, divided by 0.03 times of partial pressure of CO2. This equation is known as Henderson-Hasselbalch. And by putting the bicarb and pCO2 in a diagram, we can map the arterial pH. By using equation, we can plot the isohydric line. This line represents the pH of 7.4 for any two values of bicarb and pCO2. For example, for bicarb concentration of 24 and partial pressure of 40, for CO2 pressure, we have the pH of 7.4. And for bicarb, 36, and pCO2 as 60, we also have the 7.4 pH. And now, by drawing lines for physiologic pH, we can have a normal zone here. So, any combination of pCO2 and bicarb that meet is this zone is considered as normal. By this, we can also define the acidosis and alkalosis zones. By using this map, we can define specific zones for acid-base disturbances. For example, if the values for pCO2 and bicarb meet at this area, it is an acute respiratory acidosis. Another map that can be used to interpret a blood gas is called pH nomogram. In nomogram, the y-axis shows the plasma bicarb, and the x-axis shows the pH, and we can see the curved lines for the value of pCO2. And only when values meet in the central zone, the blood gas is considered as normal. And if the values meet outside of the defined zones, we should think about a mixed acid-base imbalance. Thank you for watching.